Nolte, Pelosi folding on anti-Semitism proves Ocasio-Cortez really is the boss's. By John Nolte on March 8, 2019. Sino. That is Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, our House Speaker in name only. An aging figurehead limping towards extinction. Late last month, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez declared herself the boss. And Thursday's disgraceful House vote condemning all the hates proved that sentiment 100% true. Don't be fooled by Representative Ilhan Omar. DMD, she is not stepping on rakes or accidentally revealing her anti-Semitism. This is a coordinated strategy on the part of her and her allies to legitimize anti-Semitism. To normalize bigoted stereotypes about money-grubbing and dual loyalties that go above and beyond honest criticism of Israel. That's the play here, that is what is at stake, and because she's lost control of the House and her caucus to the Ocasio crazies, Pelosi is helpless to stop it. In fact, Pelosi has become Ocasio crazy's puppet, her mouthpiece. I do not believe she understood the full weight of the words. Pelosi told reporters Thursday to explain why she does not believe Omar should apologize or lose her consequential seat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I feel confident that her words were not based on any anti-Semitic attitude. But that she didn't have a full appreciation of how they landed on other people where these words have a history and a cultural impact that might have been unknown to her. The ventriloquist dummy added without blinking. This week marked the third time in 2 months Omar went there. Went to a place we have not seen a mainstream figure go since Father Colin in the 1930s. And with Ocasio crazy out there launching a ridiculous and condescending defense of Omar, it's a learning process. And refusing to back a House resolution that condemns anti-Semitism alone. Think about that, Pelosi had no choice but to back down. To come up with this utterly meaningless all the hates resolution that Omar was perfectly comfortable voting for. And why wouldn't she vote yea? The resolution was not only a triumph for Omar and her wild-eyed ilk over Pelosi. It proved her strategy is working, that you can now hurl these bigoted smears without fear of condemnation. This is how much of a shell Pelosi is now. She no longer has the influence to convince her caucus to support a standalone resolution against anti-Semitism. She no longer has the authority to stop Omar from her anti-Semitic quest to move the Overton window. She is powerless against Omar's launching of one rhetorical firebomb after another directly into the middle of Pelosi's agenda for the 116th Congress. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.